FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday, final Tuesday of the month of July, the 26th day of the 7th month of 2022. Rainfall has ended, just under 2/10 in the rain gauge here at the KVOE studios. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Rosalie Krenger of the No Coast Film Festival, as that big event is coming up in early September. Rosalie, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you on board. So how are things going with No Coast in general terms so far?
Everything is going great so far. We've notified all of our filmmakers who submitted, and we have a pretty solid lineup this year, and we're excited to offer a couple new things this year as well.
So, ooh. Yeah, a lot of people applying to get their films in, Rosalie?
Yes, absolutely. Every year we have seen more and more people submit their film. And this year we had nearly 200 submissions that we had our submission team wade through to find the best of the best, and we are so happy to share those with you.
That's a full-time job, I would think. That's a lot of short films to wade through. Again, this is Rosalie Krenger with the No Coast Film Festival coming up September 9th through the 11th at the Granada Theater. What is this, year number four, Rosalie?
Yes, this is our fourth year, and we are continuing to grow and evolve. Pretty exciting.
Absolutely. How many films will be part of the festival here this year?
This year we're going to be screening 55 short films, ranging everywhere from like 3 minutes up to 25 minutes. So there's quite a variety.
So do you have a lineup basically when you start in the morning, go through the evening? How do you have that set up this year, Rosalie?
Well, we kick things off on Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Granada. And that will run until about 8 o'clock that night. And then Saturday, which is also the same day as the Great American Market, Saturday, September 10th, we will be running from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so we'll be going all day. And then at 8 p.m., we will have a VIP mixer, which you can get VIP tickets to on our website. And the festival itself is actually free to attend. So if you're at the Great American Market and you want to take a load off and pop in and see what's going on, you're more than welcome to stop in and come and go as you please. But then that mixer that night, you do have to buy tickets for, and you can get those on our website.
Is it like years past where you've had different blocks of related films kind of going at one point in time, or at least, you know, kind of blocked out through the day, and then you a few hours later you shift to another related block of films?
Yes, absolutely. So on Saturday, we're going to kick things off with a short family-friendly block, which is, you know, totally fine to bring your kids to. Then we'll have documentaries, a comedy block, drama, and then we'll sort of round things off with what we call the After Dark block on Saturday, which is one you definitely do not want to bring your kids to.
No Coast After Dark. There you go.
Yeah.
Rosalie, let me ask you here about, I guess, the interest that you've seen here, really either locally or worldwide, and maybe not just with this year, but maybe what you've seen grow and develop here throughout the short history of No Coast, because it seems like with other arts programs, and the one that really comes to my mind is the First Friday Art Walk. You have that local and area and maybe fringe regional really emphasis and pull, but obviously you've got a worldwide pull. Are we starting to see more of a maybe a local flavor with films that are or filmmakers that are getting involved?
Yes, actually, this year was the first time that we had multiple submissions from Emporia, and we are screening at least two from filmmakers here in Emporia. And we do have both regional and international attention, which is pretty cool. And one thing we sort of like to talk to people who are coming into Emporia from about the film festival and about Emporia at large is that we have, for a town our size, an amazing art population. We have, you know, galleries, we have our art walk, we have music festivals and art festivals and now film festivals. And this town just really loves to show up for the arts, and it's really amazing.
No Coast Film Festival, fourth annual short film festival coming up in Emporia, Granada Theater, September 9th through the 11th. This is the fourth year. Well, Rosalie, what is the definition of a short film? Is there any? Is there a length you look at? How does this work?
Yeah, we do keep our short films below 25 minutes. Going forward, it might even be a little bit shorter than that. But we really look for something that is sort of self-contained, that can have an emotional impact without having to take you through a lot of the same ups and downs that a full-length film might. Something that really accomplishes a lot with a short amount of time.
Understood. When you sifted through those better than 200 entries, I know you can't say, you know, exactly what your criteria were, but generally speaking, what were you looking for in order to put in front of the you know, the viewing public, for lack of a better term?
Right. Well, we're looking for something. We do want things that are accessible to most people from Emporia who want to come out and see it. But that doesn't mean that we want to not take things that are maybe a little bit experimental or maybe do things that you don't normally see in a short film, or I'm sorry, in a regular film. And with short films, you get the opportunity to play around a little bit more and like maybe use some storytelling mechanisms that you don't usually get a chance to use. So we tried to look for things that showed an excellence of craft, that told a good story, that looked good on the screen, obviously, and just generally that we thought people around here would enjoy.
Rosalie Kringer, No Coast Film Festival coming up in early September here in Emporia. Now, you mentioned, Rosalie, that the event is free to attend at the Granada other than the Mixer Saturday night. Is there a submission entry fee for filmmakers?
Yes. So normally we have a pretty long submission window, and the farther out people submit and the more time they give us to review their film, the lower the entry fee is.
Okay.
So some people who submitted months and months ago paid about $15 to submit their film, and some people who got it in right at the deadline paid $35.
Gotcha.
But people who, students are $10 all the time because we want to, you know, create a pretty entry-friendly process for them.
Understood. And you'd mentioned there were some new things here this year. What is going to be new for No Coast?
Well, our biggest thing is Sunday, we are actually going to be doing sort of a conference-style setup at ESU. So we will be having some panels there with directors and visiting filmmakers, and we're also going to be having some demonstrations and talks by people who are in the industry, everything from stage and screen fighting demonstration from some people out of Kansas City, to maybe how to make money with your camera between shoots from Derek Sellens, one of our board members. So there's some more details will be coming out about that as we get a little bit closer, but it's not something that we've tried to do before, and we hope that people will get some value out of it.
Rosalie, do you find a lot of filmmakers come in for this in person?
Yes, we do. More and more come in every year. So far, this year, the farthest someone is going to travel to be here is from Australia, actually. And we know multiple people are going to be coming in from both coasts, and people are going to be coming in just from, you know, Salina, Wichita, Kansas City. So we're excited to have as many filmmakers as we can come to this town and sort of see what we have to offer. Because last year we also had some people who were excited about maybe coming back and using some of the locations they found while they were sort of exploring the town. And we'd love to have them come back and do that.
I was going to ask what it means for you to have not just, you know, the local or the regional or the statewide pull, but to have that national and international filmmaker presence here in Emporia for No Coast, kind of how that jazzes things up.
It's really great, actually. Like, one of the things that we hear from filmmakers who come is that everybody in the town is really welcoming. They really enjoy, to sort of sum it up, the vibe of the town and the people here. And some people end up coming back from, you know, the local region just for day trips. And some people end up coming back to maybe film out by Bird Bridge or something. And we really want to have that continue to grow because we think it's something that can enliven the tourism industry here a little bit.
Well, save the date, folks. 4th Annual Short Film Festival, the No Coast Film Fest at the Emporia Granada Theater, September 9th through the 11th. A lot of talent on display. And Rosalie, we appreciate your time. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Rosalie Krenger with the No Coast Film Festival in Emporia, Chuck, September 9th. Through the 11th.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slot, and if you would like tomorrow's Newsmaker segment, we still have some feelers out for that, but if you want to snag that one, call us, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com if you have an event or activity that you would like highlighted. We do have Thursday, Friday taken, and again, Thursday, we'll be joined by Emporia School Superintendent Allison Anderson-Harder discussing staffing issues, budgetary matters, and enrollment trends.
And our Newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE Live and local cloud cover, 67 degrees at 733. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Go crazy for the legendary Ann Wilson of Hawaii.